cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Sing it. Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poehler Show on FM Talk 1065-251-343-0106 is the text line. If you want to engage with the program, that is how you do so. Still to come on the program in about an hour, Dale Jackson, WVNN, and in the 11 o'clock hour from the Scott Dawson Evangelistic Association. Scott Dawson, the namesake of the organization, will join us, so stay tuned for that. But joining us now on the line, State Representative Shane Stringer. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Jeff. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. Well, we're a week and a day away from the 2025 session. How are you feeling?
Hey, I guess ready or not, here it comes. So get back at it.
Yeah, I just, because of all the pomp and circumstance of the presidential inauguration, I mean, it's been a relatively busy time. And I think that's somewhat overshadowed what's to come here in Montgomery in the coming days.
Yeah, I think it has. And then still, even with some of the actions he's taken, the president's taken now, has kind of overshadowed it too. So, you know, we'll see, what kind of session we're going to have. It's, I have not heard as much rumbling or much being talked about as of yet. So interesting to see what we're looking at.
Well, one of the things we seem to be looking at, Representative, is the Alabama, the left wing Alabama Reflector calling it criminal justice legislation coming down. And I think most of it's like they're categorizing like maybe like some kind of immigration bill or something like that as such. But, Glock switch, things like that. What are you hearing? Like, how are you feeling about some of these so-called, public safety measures that we're talking about right now?
Well, really the only one I'm hearing a lot about is the Glock switch bill. And I guess we'll see what comes up with that and how it's worded and what we're looking at, but that ain't going to fix the problem. You know, ultimately the problem is we've got to do some proactive policing in these problematic communities, and we've got to, quit trying to blame it on other stuff and address that issue. But, the other topics on criminal justice, I've not really seen many bills or heard of any just yet. I know there's something coming. Typically when it's quiet and they're not talking a lot about it, that's normally not a good sign. But, once we get something out, I'll look at it, read over it and see if that's, whether it's doable or not. But at the end of the day, I don't think that's the problem. I think if you can get some of these Democrat cities to do their job and enforce the laws that they have and support their law enforcement, that they're going to see major differences. They've got to address these problematic areas regardless to what race the neighborhood or community's in. And when they do that, they're going to see results. And I think that's ultimately what's got to be done.
Yeah. And they're having, things seem to be turning around, at least maybe the reporting leads me to believe that, because it's not creating quite the buzz. And Representative, like, to be honest, I think you're always going to see these crime spikes in the summertime, and you're going to have people in power, policymakers, oh my gosh, we need to do something to get this under control. And then it ebbs after into the fall, and it goes out of sight, out of mind. But this time, there seems to be like two schools of thought here, and one of the pushes is like, hey, you guys at the state level need to do something. These cities aren't getting it done, and I don't know how much of that is sticking around, especially now that February is before us.
Yeah, I agree. I think that I've been in law enforcement, going on 34 years, and absolutely, it's every summer you start to see things, the crime spike and go out, and you have to increase patrols and just get out and keep things under control. And that's nothing new and nothing uncommon. You know, I think what we have working down where Aaliyah, the state troopers and Aaliyah is going in and supplementing and helping like Birmingham, Montgomery, and some of these agencies that are having some major problems, I think is working. And you go in there and get things under control and calm it down and get it to where the city police department can maintain it and keep order. But that has been the problem. You know, we've tried to be politically correct for too long and trying to not offend anybody. And God forbid, if we go in and patrol a minority community, then they want to make a big deal of it. You know, we've got to go and address the crime regardless to where it's at. And as you do that, you're going to see differences. I mean, it's been done forever. Here in Mobile, they've had issues with gangs before, and they attach a special task force to them, and they'll go after them and hit them hot and hard. And next thing you know, crime is going down, shootings are going down, and that issue. So this ain't rocket science, man. It's just a matter of you're going to have to get out and, police the criminal element.
Yeah. I agree with that. And it's just, we've always done it a certain way for years and years and years. And there was some efficacy. And now the culture says you can't do it this way or whatever. And you have these spikes in crime. And that's what it, but I guess I would say this. I mean, these are the people who are getting elected in these cities, in particular Montgomery and Birmingham. And they just, you know, like Randall Woodford, the mayor of Birmingham, called it the spree of like gun violence. He calls it a public health crisis. And I, you know, ideologically, how do you even address that when they're not willing to acknowledge what it is and not that it's public health, but it's, I don't know, behavioral or criminal or whatever.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, we've got to call it what it is and address that. And, you know, I don't know how some of these Democrat leaders can continue to skirt around the truth and not address the issue head on. I mean, if you go in there and put a stop to some of these, you know, and it ain't hard to identify who is your problematic people in these communities and go in there and address them, show them a little attention and put a stop to it. And normally you know, things are going to calm down and do, but whenever you've got a system where they're just calling it everything but what it is and not addressing the problem, it's only going to get worse. I mean, you're going to have to show these problematic areas some attention to get it to calm down. There has to be consequences to some of their actions or they're going to continue to do it.
Joined by Shane Stringer. He's a state representative from Citronelle, North Mobile County. I'll ask you the question I ask every lawmaker here in recent days. What are you hearing on gambling?
Not a lot. I mean, there's rumblings that there potentially something could come up. You know, from the conversations I've had with most of the legislators, everybody's seems to be pretty solid on wanting a lottery, but they're just iffies on the full-blown gaming. So, and of course we know that, you know, certain ones don't want to pass the lottery because that potentially could be the only way that full-blown gaming would have a shot at passing.
Yeah. Well, I guess it would have to come out of the Senate, but you'll have new leadership upstairs. If you do get gambling, but I've been saying this all along, Representative, I don't think it would happen in 2026, that's an election year. And then when you get to 2027 and beyond, you'll have a new governor, and the people who seem to be most likely to be governor, two of them, I think Will Ainsworth and maybe probably you would say Tommy Tuberville if he decided to run. And I wouldn't put a whole lot of stock in them like heralding a gambling bill. So this might be this. To me, is like when I personally would kind of watch it out for it, this is the last window, maybe for a long time.
Yeah, and you're very correct there. I think you're spot on with your analogy. So you know, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, and sometimes in Montgomery, you know, things don't come out and they don't tell all of us everything that's going on until the last minute, kind of the element of surprise, I guess you could say. So gives a chance for something to come up without you having time to mount a opposition against it. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. It would not shock me if something don't come up and be available. And, you know, of course, if it is, I'm sure there'll be probably more pressure than ever. If they're willing to step up and do this like that. So if that's the case, it's going to be an interesting session for sure.
I asked Leader Stadag, and he was on the program last week, this question, but if you watch what's going on at the federal level and the rise of Donald Trump and how Trump is sort of, you know, taking the bull by the horns, he's getting a lot done. How long until in this state people look around and say, well, why aren't we doing this? If you could do that at the federal level and you only won with a 1.5-point margin in the popular vote, even though it was Electoral College blowout, you're doing some of this even with a just 2 or 3 vote majority in the House and 2 or 3 vote majority in the Senate. And you look at Alabama with its dominance of Republican politicians. I mean, how long until you think people in the state say, why aren't we doing this in Alabama like he is at the federal level?
Yeah, I expect to start to see that kind of pressure brewing from the citizens, you know, especially, you know, dealing with accountability of state agencies and making sure we're not wasteful in our spending and, you know, just seeing what agencies are appropriate and really needed versus just, you know, what may be filling spots or hiring friends or family. So it's going to be, it's probably coming. You know, I expect our citizens are going to look at what's going on a national level and expect some of the same stuff to come from our legislature. And, you know, and I'm already on board with looking and doing it, some of these, issues already. And let's try to get ahead of the curve and just stay in front. I know, you know, we had a bill last year that was going to allow state agencies, state police departments and county police departments, sheriff's departments to help ICE and Border Patrol with immigration issues. And, you know, would have thought that would have passed pretty easily, but it did not. You know, so we, you know, hopefully we'll be looking at that and we can get that passed this session. I don't know if it's as needed now as it was then, but you know, we've got to, you know, work in sync with trying to address some of these issues with our federal partners.
It's also this, like Trump comes in with the pen in the phone and ends DEI and federal agencies. And you guys even passed a law a couple of years ago. You passed a divisive concepts law. And it's just not clear that it's, you know, getting the full enforcement, right? It's stuff like that. I, to me at least, like, okay, here's how you do it. Now, we may be trying it, and look how long it took to get that done. But so much of bureaucracy in the state, I mean, it's the same kind of intransigence that you see at the federal level, but we're still having a little bit of difficulty getting things where we want or things that reflect what the voters want.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that, you know, we've seen over the last year, you know, after passing that bill, where we're getting rumblings that, agencies and schools and different, entities are, instead of getting rid of their DEI programs, they're just renaming them and changing it to something else. And I don't think that's appropriate. We've got to address this head on and, you know, make sure that these companies are hiring and doing things for the proper reasons and hiring people with the right background and their training experience to do the jobs. That's what's led to some of the problems we've seen across our country is hiring people that are not qualified for positions based on these DEI concepts.
It's just a return to meritocracy, even in state government. and it's not just like hiring or whatever, but it's the way we treat people as a whole, and we like carve out certain exceptions. I think the public's ready to move on from that mindset.
I agree. And it's going to take stuff like what's going on out in California with the wildfires and the total inadequate fire department, the inadequate water supply, everything that's going on out there, and not having the proper people in the leadership positions to handle those situations. It's going to take that kind of stuff to shed light on how, why this is so bad, and why we should not be hiring and doing it for the wrong reasons. We've got to hire the right people for the right positions to that can address and handle these type situations.
Yeah, well said. Representative, we're out of time here, but, you know, I'll be up there, I think, on Wednesdays this year, and hopefully you can stop by and we can discuss the issues of the day while we're there.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it, and appreciate you having me on, and, you know, y'all stay dry out here.
Yeah, and also we can hear Representative Stringer every other Monday here on the program. Representative, thanks for making time for us.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Y'all have a blessed day.
All right. State Representative Shane Stringer there. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.